Tonight's Shir, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Se'if Chav Dalet, Fu Se'if Chav Ches. Se'if Chav Dalet. Am Sha'achorei HaKohanim, Einam B'chal HaBrocha. The people who are behind the Kohanim are not included in the Brocha. Avam Elifnehem, Ubetzidehem, but those in front of the Kohanim, or the sides of the Kohanim, Afila Mechitza Shel Barazel, Einam Asekes, even an iron wall will not separate between them. And as far as behind the Kohanim, imhem anusim, if it's a situation beyond their control, could go to am shebesodos, like the people who have to be working in the fields, shem trudim and malachim, they're busy with work, they can't come, heim echal brocha, they're included in the brocha. Obviously, this is not referring to yontif. This is when they would do it on weekdays, and people couldn't make it, so they're also included in the brocha if they are anusim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Sadi Gimel, am shacharei Kohanim, the people behind the Kohanim, hainu. Afilu einu achoreihem mamish, even if they're not directly behind the Kohanim, ela meshuchim litzadadim, but they're drawn off to the sides, kiman shal kaponim hume achoreihem, but lamaisa, practically speaking, they are behind the Kohanim, on the sides. Einu b'chal brocha, they're not including the brocha. Afilu einu mafzik midi bein elam bein Kohanim, even if there's nothing separating between them and the Kohanim, the fact is, they are behind the Kohanim, and they're not including the brocha. Sifkan sadi dald, einam b'chal brocha, they're not included in the bracha because we require they're facing each other. The Kohanim should be facing the people. We wrote about this before in Sifkan Lamazayim. Sifkan Sadihei, Avam Lefnehem, Ubetzidehem Bechulu, Perish. Lo mi boy Eilu Shehem Lefnei Kohanim Meshuch Masadim. Not only are the people who are in front of the Kohanim, but off to the sides. Peshit Debechal Brachim, obviously they're included in the bracha. But even those who are literally on the same level of the Kohanim, so to speak, on the sides of the Kohanim, they're also in the bracha. But if they are behind the Kohanim on the sides, they're not including the bracha. So clearly, the whole shul can't be standing directly in front of the Kohanim. There are people going to be going the full width of the shul. And the Heichal, where the Oren is a small area in the center by Mizrach. So obviously everyone who's in front of the Kohanim, whether you're directly in front or to the sides, are included. But the Chiddush is, even if you're right on the side of the Kohanim, you're also included, as long as you're not behind the Kohanim. Ulefize, according to this, Osan ha'omdim v'kosel Mizrachi, the people who have seats, who stand by the eastern wall of the shul, now the Aron HaKodesh usually protrudes into the shul. The Kohanim are standing in front of the Aron HaKodesh. So the ones who are in Mizrach, they're not included in the bracha. Now the Bach tried to defend those people. The Ach, so called Achad Kohanim Mekalim Beis HaKnesses. Nowadays, everyone purchases their place in shul. Chashub Kanusim. So the ones who have seats on Mizrach are on those. They can't control it. They can't go push someone else out of his spot. So that's why they stay and they should be included in the bracha. But that's really insufficient. They can certainly easily find an empty spot to stand alongside the Kohanim. Maybe in the middle of the shul or on the bima where they lay. Or on the far west wall of the shul. And therefore, there's no excuse. And the people on the Mizrach Wall will move off the Mizrach Wall in order to be facing the Kohanim and not be behind the Kohanim. It brings a note on the side that there were those who Dafka made a point of actually standing in front of the Kohanim. The stipler would go, mamish, to be in front of the Kohanim. He had to move anyway from his Mokum. So once he's moving already, he would go Dafka to be facing the Kohanim directly. Sivkan Sadivav Imheim Anusim. If they are Anus, if they can't come to shul, then they're included in the bracha. But if there's no reason why they can't come, even if they're in shul, but they're behind the Kohanim, they're not included in the bracha. They're showing the bracha is not important to them. They didn't walk on purpose to stand face to face the Kohanim. So what does a person do if he's davening, let's say, on Mizrach, and the Shmoneh Esrei is such that he's still in the Shmoneh Esrei and the Avda Duchenik. And he can't, what's he supposed to do? He's in the Shmoneh Esrei. the halacha is, if Rav Shmuel asks him to start the duchen, so we say he should stop and listen to the duchenin without continuing. He won't answer anything, go on. But he's standing behind the kahanim. So there's an argument to say that he's an honest. He brings all Yashuv and Rav Shmuel Zalman that he's an honest, what he's supposed to do. However, the Moshe writes in the tshuva that a person who's standing by Mizrach and all of a sudden they get duchenin, he should move away from where he's standing to go face the kahanim, to mekayim the din, pan k'neged panim. And Rav Moshe says he can even answer amen in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. If he's muftuch to go back to his tefila, and he won't lose his place. So Rav Moshe held very stark that you have a chelek of this mitzvah, and so you'll have to walk away in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You'll have to walk back to be facing the kahanim and interrupt and answer amen. The others just said to stay where you are. You're an honest. Mamash, what are you supposed to do? You're an honest. But there's a disagreement. How do we hold that the Yisrael is supposed to behave in that situation? Se'if Chav Hei, Beis HaKnesses Sekulu Kahanim. You have a shul, and everyone there's Kahanim. In Ein Shem Ela Asar, if there's only 10, Kulam Oilam Duchim, they all go up to Duchim. Lami Mevarchim, who are they giving a bracha to? Lachem Shebesadus, to their brothers in the fields. Umi Oina Achrem, Amen, who's responding? Amen to the brachas. Hanashim VeHataf, the women and the children. If there are more than 10, Amen. 10 remain in the tzibur, not going up. They'll be the amen answerers, and whoever is more than 10 will go up to duchen. Sifkat and Sadi Zayin in the Mishnah Brura, kulam. If the whole basic knesses is kahanim, so they all go up to duchen. Hainu levam, as you'll see, but of course that's with the exception of the chazan. Sha'af shehu kohen, even though he's a kohen, ha'ikayim on the el b'sifchaf, we learned before in sifchaf, the shi'atsiba kohen, the yeshim kohanim achim, if the shi'atsiba is a kohen, and there are other kohanim, the yisus kapav, he shouldn't duchen. Af shehu muv tuchlach, so even though he's sure he'll go back to his spot. Ela yehu ha'makar, he should be the makar, u'kamo shekasar le el b'sifchaf b'zayim, we wrote this before in sifchaf b'zayim. The main yisrael l'hakos, so he'll kohen l'hakos, if there is no yisrael to be the makri, a kohen can. Sifkan Sadiches, who are they giving the bracha to? La'achem Shemesados, to their brothers in the fields. V'lo ka'amar le'noshem v'taf, it doesn't say they're giving the bracha to the women and children. V'lo chashivi le'brach l'chudayu. They wouldn't get the bracha on their own. Avagam he mechal bracha, but once they give the bracha, they are included in the bracha. Sifkan Sadiches, ha'noshem v'hataf, what's the lomit to say? If there are women and children, they'll answer amen. Let's say there aren't any women and children. Kam kinder isn't coming, they're still duchen. Tanias Amen in Ma'akim is a bracha. They can give the bracha without answering Amen. The Amen is not part of, it's not Ma'akim in the bracha. Sefkan Kuf, Yosem Esra V'chulu. If there are more than 10, so you want to leave 10 in the Tzibur, and whoever's more goes up. Hatam, what's the reason for that? The Kimet Shesha Sar Gedom Shiyuchalanos Amen al bracha. Since there are 10 adults who can respond Amen, Mutuv Shiyiskai Mishneim. Then you want the best of both worlds. V'yemitzasen Oyel Masoyanu Amen. Some go up and 10 respond. So if you don't have it, like your case of 7 and 3, so you don't have it. But if you have it, so then that's the best way to go about it. Sifkan kuf alfa hasara oinim v'chulu. And the 10 answer amen. The avagav the kaim on the el b'sif alf and esiyas kevayim basara kaim in a minion. Even though we said that you only need a minion and you can duchen, even the kaham count like 7 and 3. V'nim se she'en kan hasara oinim, and you don't have 10 people answering amen. V'afilu hachi shab, then we said that's okay. Shani Hasan, that's different. The Kivin, the Kibbutz Kahanim, I saw Nerma, since the main point of Kibbutz Kahanim is Kahanim giving brachas to Yisrael, Chashivi Afila, so that's considered important and significant, even though you don't have 10 Yisrael. Even if it's one Yisrael. Kulam Oilim Leduchan, Umavarachin Yisrael Zeh. So all the other Kahanim go up and give the bracha to the single Yisrael. Masha Enke Benidi Didan, as opposed to our case. Shakum Kahan, the O Kahanim. There we say it's not significant to give the brach unless you leave 10 to answer amen for them. So it's like it takes 10 kahanim to equal one yisrael in this kind of situation. If one comes to answering amen, if they're all kahanim, we'd prefer to have 10 kahanim answer amen.
So who's calling them up?
The shi'atzibah.
No, I'm saying like they have to, doesn't a yisrael have to say?
So you're asking a very good question, but let's look at the Be'er Halacha. It's just the bottom of the previous page. Yosem Yasara. Yosem Yasara, the bottom of Be'er Halacha, from the bottom. The implication is you can just have 11. So we want one coin to go up and 10 will answer Amen. With 9 who answer Amen. If he knows he'll go back to his tefillah, he can answer Amen. I wrote this before in Sukkot Anaf. Isn't it better for all of them to go up? Can't the women and children be the Amen answerers? The kaimu hakahanim, it's to say the arishon is kapayim. The kahanim will do the mitzvah of birchas kahanim. Ma'ashen kinim yalav akechod, as opposed to just one coin going up, the das is opposed to mitzvah say darbonim, according to some as long as darbonim. Albem is saying that this cash doesn't start. The benita di dun, in our scenario, if you mash a kosev yimei godim, according to what the yimei godim writes, kol yikara shalani sis kapayim rak darbonim bi'alma. This duchening, when they're all kahanim, is only darbonim. Because there's no Yisrael who's telling him, give me the bracha. A Yisrael says to Kahanim, give me the bracha. Or perhaps the Kohen is a makre as a shliach of the Yisrael, Sheyisham who's there. Here they're all Kahanim. So this is what Josh is saying, that l'chayra, this can't be diraisa, because there's no one being makri them. So have a kasha. Let a lady call a kahanim. You see here, it's not spelled out. You see a yisoid. Ladies are not part of the mitzvah. Ladies are not part of the mitzvah. Even according to the charedim, that Yisroel who's there is chelik of the mitzvah kahanim. It's not ladies. Because if women are part of the mitzvah, why would it be mitzvah d'oraisa for the kahan to give a bracha when the ladies are there? The Mishnah Berurah said a lashon, and ladies aren't choshev to give the bracha. If they're there, they're included in the bracha. But they're not choshev to give the bracha just to them. Is this underlying factor? If a lady called out, alu l'duchen, the lady calls out kahan, it doesn't help. It doesn't make it into a d'oraisa, because if it would, that's what has happened over here. Vayis t'chois, they're not a chelik in the mitzvah. They're there for the bracha, they get the bracha. But there's no, this mitzvah, the Siyas Kapayim, evidently, according to this, does not extend to women. It's interesting. Look at Michas Chinuch Shinayin Ches. He says it does apply to women. It doesn't have a stark raya, but I was looking to see if anyone discussed it in the notes. I didn't see it discussed in the notes, but I think it's clear from this Bir Halacha that if he's saying it's only Drabbanan in this scenario when they're all Kahanim with women, then Vais Techois, the women aren't the Chelik of the Mitzvah. It's like understood that they're not Chelik of the Mitzvah.
Is it Dreisel with Levium?
Yeah, the email the same as yourself. Yes, that would be the same.
Why aren't they part of the chiluk of the mitzvah? Because it's not a mitzvah, it's not
grama. So that's what the Mechitzah Chinuch wants to say. It's not a grama, so therefore a woman should be included. That's all he says. I think it may have to do with the fact that you only duch when you have a minion. You need a sara, davar shebe kedusha, and women don't create davar shebe kedusha. So maybe that's where we're tied.
Well, I don't create davar shebe kedusha.
That's true, but they need, vice versa, you need a yisrael, amar lahem, and they're not part of that. Se'ev chavav b'sha'ah she'mevarchin ein loymer shum pasuk el yishtiku v'yichav lebracha. As the kahanim are giving the bracha, the Yisrael should not be reciting any verses. They are silent and pay attention. But nowadays kahanim give lengthy delays with their songs. There is a minute to say psukim. Question is parallel. Simon and Zion in Baruchu. This is clarified before in Simon and Zion by Baruchu. But it's still better not to say the psukim. So many of the Siddurim Achzorim do have psukim by Berachas Kahanim, and some people might say them. Certainly not when the Kahanim are saying the bracha, and even when they're not, the Ramah says it's better not to say them. Sefkan kuf beizem ishtabur ein loma v'chulu. They should not say psukim. The klum yesh eved shemavaruch nesavein hamazin. How do you have a case of an eved, a servant who gets a bracha, and then he doesn't pay attention to the bracha? You got to be focused on the bracha. Sifkan kuf gimel shlo la'amam. The best thing is not to say the psukim. V'chein kasu achorim, the achorim right, is the chenikah, that's the main thing. V'kasu amogin avon ba'ataz, both amogin avon ba'ataz right. To oimron, if you do say the psukim, yom b'shor she'shvich tzibah ma'akal thekam, it's best to say them when the sheikh tzibah is prompting the kahanim. For the yorab ha'magam gen gam b'zayin sham, but the yorab doesn't like that either. Look there. The Vilna Gaon also taught not to say the psukim. Called Shekain Sheyesh Lizar Shalom HaPsukim Bekon. Certainly, if you're saying the psukim, don't say it out loud. Kamosha Osin Hamon, many people do that. Ubefrat Misha Chosen Hamilas Mitevas Yivrachel Halm, and especially people who repeat the words Yivrachel. So Tos is a total mistake. So Niska B'Shum Mokum Minig, that's not mentioned anywhere as a minig. So even though they write not to say it, but they're printed, all the Siddur and Lashon print them anyway. But I guess evidently a lot of people were saying them at one time. Se'if Chav Zayin. Kohen ein rashai lehoisiv midai to yoisa ashlosha psukim shal birchas kahanim. A kohen may not add on his own to the three psukim of birchas kahanim. Vim hoisiv, and if he does, oiva bal toisiv is over the isur bal toisiv. Mishtabu sif kan kuf dal kohen ein of a chulu. Lashon ha-gemara. The language of the gemara is as follows. Shalo yomer hoyo v'nosta teru shal sevarich. The kohen can't say, since the Torah gives me permission to give a blessing, oisiv bracha ax mishali, I'll innovate and add my own bracha kagon, like Hashem Elokei Avoseichem, Yosef Aleichem Chem, Elf Pa'amim, a very nice pasuk, the Talmud, the Gomer, and so on. Talmud Loimer, so we learn that you can't do that because it says Lo Sosifu, don't add on the mitzvahs. Umasik Shem HaGemara, the Gemara concludes, Afilu Kvasiyem Kol Birchosav, Gakin Obalav, that even if the Kohen finished all the brachas, and then he says this extra pasuk, he's over on the Lois to say, the kol shekeinim osifu be'emsa ha-brachas, and certainly if he adds in the middle of the brachas, his own pasuk. V'davka lo'hoisev pasuk acher osur. Now the isur is to add a different pasuk. Avalon birchas kahanim kam ha'amim, but to repeat birchas kahanim several times, einu mishum baltoisev. That's not baltoisev. Lo'shach baltoisev basiyas ha-mitzvah tepa amim. You're not all baltoisev, we do the mitzvah many times. If a kohen duchens more than once in a day, that's not baltoisev. And we learn this, Taisra says it by Shofar, that we blow Shofar, the Kiyas, the Meyushuv, then the Kiyas, the Me'umid, why aren't you about Taisif? If you do the mitzvah twice, you're not going about Taisif. Sivkan Kuf Hev, Im Hoisif Echulu, if the Kohen adds, he's all about Taisif. V'hu Adin, Im Gar Mebachs, by the way, it's true if he leaves out a bracha. Or Im Mishum Baltigra, he'll be all about Tigra. He can't diminish, he can't add. It's got to be exactly the way it is. Se'iv Chavches, Kohen shenasa kapov, the kohen who duchens, and then he goes to another shul. And the tzibra did not get the duchening yet. Yachali says kapov pamacher, he can duchen a second time, and that shul. Mishtabur sif kan kufav. Yachali says kapov. Kanis kaliyav, like we said before. Telek about toisif basiyas amis v'shtei pamim. You're not obal toisif if you do the mitzvah twice. Umikomak, however, chiyuv lekalov. There is no obligation upon him to duchen a second time. Since already he duchen on that day. V'chenal b'sif gimel, we mentioned this before in sif gimel. V'ayin le'er v'shtabur sif kanyin aleph, look back at v'shtabur sif kanyin aleph. The alpha gav deinu mechuyiv lisa kapov kampo'om b'yom echad, even though there is no obligation on the kohen to duchen repeatedly in one day, mikol malkan kol pam shen lisa kapov u'mevorach. But if he does duchen more than once, each time he duchens, he says the brach ha'shek d'shan v'kdushaso again. Chul. Kohen HaMispal Shmon Esrei, the Kohen's Davish Shmon Esrei. Emein Shem Kohen Achav Bezer Knesset, and there's no other Kohen in Shul. Tzarech Lahafzik V'Lalos L'Duchen. He has to interrupt this Shmon Esrei and go up to the Duchen. Kesh Lo Tispat on his Siyas Kapayim, in order not to Mevatel the Mitzvah of Duchenin. V'Achav Sheyigma Siyas Kapayim, when he's done Duchenin, Gered Me'a Duchen, V'Yigma Tfilaso, he'll descend from the Duchen and go back to Shmon Esrei. But if there is another kohen in the shul, he will not interrupt his davening to duchen. Unless they tell him explicitly, "Alei leduchen, go up the duchen, or tol yudecha, or wash your hands." Does afilu yeshem kahanim achem? Then even if there are other kahanim there, tzarech lahafzik v'lalos, he'll have to interrupt his shmon esrei to go up and duchen. V'kol makom demafzik v'tochat tefilik das leduchen. Wherever he is going to interrupt the shmon esrei in order to duchen, he's going to have to move his feet a little bit when the Sheikh Tzibur gets to Ritzei. Yeah. He's not going to walk up until the end of Moedim, but he'll have to start something by Ritzei. If he didn't move his feet when the Sheikh Tzibur said Ritzei and the whole Baruch HaLavod passed, at that point he can't go up. However, Eli Rabba has issues with the entire allowance that he should interrupt the Shmon Esrei. Even if they told him to go and duchen, the avagav the tefillah d'rabbanan. It's true the mitzvah of tefillah is only d'rabbanan, and the mitzvah of duchen is min ha-Torah. Mikol malkam efshar de'amidu chachamim divrei afilu malkam asei. It's possible that chachamim said that our mitzvah overrides, even though there's a mitzvah to say to duchen. The chendas aganya, we're supposed to do wrong. This is the opinion of the Reb Yaakov Emden in the Siddur. Shalahafzik beemsa tefillah nesis kabayim kesha oim v'chacheres. That the koyin who's darish one esrei cannot interrupt this one esrei to duchen when he's in the middle of another bracha. Unless the koyin in Shmona Esrei is up to duchenin, because then Yaakov Emden says the koyin at the end of modim can go up to join the kahanim and duchen. That's not called a hefsek at that point. Shumei ein sim shalom, it connects together with some shalom. If the Koyin, who's Darish when Esrei, calculates during his davening that he's going to get to the end of Moedim together with the Shir Sibur, then he has to make sure to move his feet a little bit towards the Duchen when the Shir Sibur says, would say, like we wrote above. The Gamza Davka, who moved to Shloti Torah, died to the Yachsas Vyasa. Again, this is assuming that he's secure, that he won't get confused, and he could go back and resume his Shmona Esrei where he left off. But because otherwise, for sure, he cannot interrupt his Shmona Esrei. So, Toichin Devar of Shom, this is the essence of what he writes there. Ayin Shom, look over there.